Blog Talk Radio.
$25 gift certificate to a lucky listener to a featured restaurant of the week.
Gail is a perfect example of how ZamZoo is the right business for busy people. And let's bring up Miss Busy Gail Walker. Gail, how are you doing tonight?
I am blessed and highly favored. Hello to all my listeners.
All right, all right. Oh, hey, you had another busy week, you know. So bring us up to speed on your busy week.
Oh, yesterday I had a wonderful, wonderful day I spent at Host Oaks Community College up here in the Bronx, New York, where we had a there was a function by Hip Hop Mama's Kitchen. And this is basically an organization, it's a community-based organization that's, you know, providing activities and meeting places for our youth and for those who are in the area. And they have various clubs and functions, and they just put together a wonderful program. And they had some of the local talent yesterday singing and doing hip-hop and rap, and they had some steppers, and they had some school groups doing things. It was just really wonderful, just seeing all the excitement and, you know, the kids' faces and what have you. But I was part of one of the vendors, many vendors that was there, and, you know, gave out about 10 free restaurant.com dinner certificates, and quite a people got to see what ZamZoo was all about. And got to see some of our products and just talk about ZamZoo. And so it was a really great, productive day. And I hear an exciting day, too, yesterday, huh?
Yeah, we had a booth at the International Cultural Festival here in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, which brought together people from the Palestinian community, the Indian community, people was there from Guyana, and then people from South America, the Philippines, and we represented the African American culture, and then another a group, a friend of ours, they represented the continent of Africa, and you know we had a chance to share a lot and all of that. So you said you had a chance to give away some restaurant.com certificates and introduce people to our business and get some people signed up with those free gifts that we give to people. And had, you know, the people you talked to, had any of them heard of ZamZoo before?
Just a couple of them. Majority of people had not heard about ZamZoo. And, you know, a lot of people, it's just really funny when you say something is free. You know, a lot of people, like, they're like, free? How can you be giving this away free, you know? So, you know, and you show them, I mean, a lot of people just signed up right away. There's a couple of husbands that signed them, so, oh, yeah, you know, my wife shops online all the time. I'm going to sign her up for this, you know. So it was really nice. It's just getting out and meeting people and showing people there is another way that you could, you know, earn money. There was a lot of nonprofits there also, and I shared it with them, and I'm making contact with a lot of the nonprofits. And we'll be talking about how they can help boost some income to the great work that they're doing in their community.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's really good because, you know, that's how me and my wife got involved in this. We have a 501c3 nonprofit, and we got involved in the company because we knew from our experiences as being a 501c3, and we're not newcomers on the block. We've been a 501c3 since 1990, so this is our 21st year of being a 501c3, is that a lot of people think that, you know, that you're always going to get these things called grants. Well, you know, for any else out there that's listening that's involved in the nonprofit world, one, grant applications are very, very competitive. Two, you know, if you're fortunate enough to get some, you're blessed. Three is, you know, you're not going to get them all the time. And I'm not saying that to people like I'm some disgruntled person who's never got funded for anything. No, we've gotten funded. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've gotten funded on at least 8 different grants over the 20-year period of our existence. But you hear what I said, 8 out of 20 years. So you're not going to get funded every year for different things. So you better have another source of raising revenue for your nonprofits. So, you know, hopefully they will, when you get back and follow up with those nonprofits, you know, that they will see what T.D. Jakes and Joel Osteen and several other people see with our company in terms of another vehicle and a way to raise money. I caught it the first day I saw it simply because, you know, I'm the CEO. My wife's the founder of our nonprofit, but I'm the CEO, and I know that as well as I write grant proposals, that all of them don't go through. I mean, matter of fact, like I said, we've only got funded on 8 over a 21-year span. So, and I'm a pretty good writer, you know. So for those out there that's listening that, you know, hey, are tuning in tonight, and if you are, in, you know, involved with a church group or nonprofit or the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts or, you know, or just your neighborhood community association, we have a better way to raise money. Take it from Baba Jahi, 21-year. Oh, I'm an adult in nonprofit world now. I've been in 21 years, you know. But anyway,
veteran.
You know, it's interesting that you point that out. I mean, because they nonprofits do great community work, and our biggest problem is accessing funds to continue our work.
That's right. That's right. And then with the recession that we're coming out of, what have you, and funds have dried up greatly in the past few years. So, you know, you need to find alternative ways to supplement, you know, the finances for these important groups, because nonprofits are very important for the communities that we serve, very important.
Yeah, and the biggest issue that nonprofits have, so usually because the greatest thing about what we offer is that you don't have to go back and ask people to give you money out of their discretionary income, because, as you said, with the recession, most people don't have any discretionary income.
That's
and
right.
What ours is, all we're doing is showing them a way to redirect their shopping patterns in terms of what they already do. They already shop at Walmart. So I explained to a person over the weekend, I said, you already shop at Walmart, but right now you don't get nothing back.
That's right.
I said, I'm not asking you to go to somewhere you don't go. I said, you know, because I just, as I name stores, you know, let people tell or ask people, you know, name me 5 places you shop. And in most cases, when they named them, I was able to tell them, oh, we have that on our site. But right now, when you go there, you're getting nothing back.
That's exactly what we did. That's exactly what we did, because we actually had some of the slides from the PowerPoint presentation out and showing a lot of the stores that are available. And, you know, every time I look, when the place, people were passed by. So, well, do you recognize any stores right here? And they're like, yeah, I shop at almost all of them, you know? And I said, yes. I said, so, but when you shop at these stores, do you get any money back? You know, do you, oh, well, yeah, they give you my change. Well, but do you get anything else besides your change? No, you don't, you know? And just showing them a new and better way to, you know, save and to make some money. You know, and a lot of people thought, oh, we also had the Gina Alexander bags on the table.
Oh,
and,
those are hot.
That stopped a lot of people. You know, they came and they looked at those bags, got a chance to feel them and see what they look like and the potential, you know, to get ready and for Mother's Day is coming up in May. I mean, we're in March already. We just started 2011. Here we are. Already in March.
We can really wrap up the first quarter in a real quick.
Exactly. So, and here Mother's Day is coming up, you know, and that's just another way people to start thinking ahead and you know, ordering these Gina Alexander bags, you know, because, I mean, what a beautiful way to surprise a mother. You know, she opens up her present. And there it is, a favorite photo of a special time or maybe a family or something of that nature. So, you know, people got
to describe the bag for our listening audience, you know, so we can try to get them a visual picture. When you say the Gina Alexander bag, I know what you're talking about, but some of those people out there that's listening in for the first time might not understand when you say the Gina Alexander bag. Give them, you know, just, let's walk them through a sort of as best as you can. A visual conception of the Gina Alexander handbag.
Well, Jenna Alexander handbag is it's a photo bag. In other words, it's a bag. It comes in all shapes and sizes and all kind of trims, leather trim. It could be a material trim, you know, with the handles and, you know, what have you. And but what makes this bag so special, no two bags are the same because they custom make each bag with your own photo that you submit. So, I mean, if you have a picture of maybe a special time that maybe a family photo or something, or a family vacation, and it was really a special photo, and you can, you know, upload that photo on that bag, and you're walking around with that bag, you know. It also can be customized in different colors. They have sepia tones. It can be done in black and white. They have leather trim. They have material trim. I mean, you can just customize the bag through any way that you want. I mean, it is just beautiful. They also have coin purses, which is like starts at $19.99, and they have higher priced items, they have lower priced items. So, you know, you really
you
have
get your
to
picture put on. You can get a picture put on a 1995 coin purse bag.
Oh yes, yes.
Wow.
I saw a really nice one. One of my coworkers had her grandson put on this. It's a heart shaped coin purse. Heart-shaped. It's adorable. And her grandson is on that purse. It's just so adorable. I mean, he's so cute on that coin purse. You know, it's like, you know, the message is almost like he's next to my heart because it's a heart-shaped coin purse.
Mm.
Beautiful, beautiful. And they have tote bags. It's a nice little tote bag. That's kind of small. Maybe you could fit your lunch or just a, you know, maybe your cell phone and a, you know, a few items in, you know, if you want. Or they have large bags, you know. I understand they're coming up with iPad covers and laptop covers now, and they have a messenger bag. And there's just so many shapes and sizes, you know. So it's something there for everyone. And it's just a beautiful product. I personally own three bags. I sure do. And you know what? If I'm going someplace and I got to be there fast, I cannot use the bag because I will get stopped in the street and asked about it.
All right. That's the same here. You know, we have a couple of our team members that have bags, and, you know, when they go to meetings and stuff, you know, people ask about those. Hey, we're going to take a station break here, and when we come back, on the other side, let's talk about the Knicks, what's going on Broadway, and maybe cover a movie or so, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, you're listening to Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Home Based Business 101 is a part of the Movements Unlimited Business Outreach Radio Program Network to inspire all generations about entrepreneurship and entrepreneur development. Hey, we have a hot new program called the Movements Unlimited Youth and Young Adult Business Mentoring Program. To find out more about that program, go to www.movementsunlimited.com. And when you go there, hey, you'll get information. Hey, that's Curtis Mayfield in the background. Yes, it sure is. We are a winner. Yes, Movements Unlimited is about developing winners. And when you go to that website, you can find out how you can become a winner. We want to be able to help our young people out there, 18 to 24 years old, to learn how to access opportunities that was not presented to generations previously before their time. And with that said, go to the website, www.movementsunlimited.com. Thank you. Sorry, that was a little bit of Jeff Majors there. Blessed Assurance, Pleasure My Savior All Day Long. And then Movements Unlimited Ad, and we welcome you back to the New Yorker. Hey, all right, we're back, Gail.
Yes, we're back. So you were asking about the Knicks, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it seems though, you know, with the addition of Carmelo, I mean, last week, you know, we was talking, they was playing Miami, and, you know, we didn't get a chance to give the people the wrap-up before the game, but, I mean, it's ended. You know, King James came in to try to make a shot, and Stoudemire jumped up and said, no way, get that out of here, and blocked it, and then that's the last part of the game, and the Knicks end up winning by one, but it seems as though there's some momentum going on up there with the Knicks. So what's the buzzword in the streets, you know, of New York in terms of this whole edition with Carmelo? And, you know, it seems like I'm assuming that people in New York is excited about their basketball team again.
The momentum is going, and people are excited. And the Madison Square Garden is filling up every time they're playing. And again today we just beat the who? Today we just beat the Atlanta Hawks. You know my son has to be prepping me here, right?
Okay.
He knows the specifics, I don't. But we did. We like two free. What do you say, free? Oh Lord, have mercy! I just created a monster. Here he is. By what?
What's up, y'all? Pretty much, Al Horford was held the two field goals. Miles Turner and Carmelo Anthony had very good games. Pretty much, they smacked the Atlanta Hawks. You know, whatever. Even though they did lose to Cleveland, you know, a couple of days ago, you know, it is what it is. You know, you can't, you know, it happens, right?
Bottom line, that New York, and that is from Mr. Jarrett Walker himself, the sports expert of the house.
All right. Okay. Hey, Jarrett, thank you so much.
But, yeah, we're excited over here in New York. And like I said, tickets are flying, and they said, you know, when they're in the city now, it's really hard to get tickets. So, you know, of course, on Zamzoo, people can go on that Tickets Now website and get the tickets that people said they weren't there, but they're there. And, you know, go get some tickets and support our Knicks, because our Knicks are throwing down. We're expecting them to be in the playoffs. And
All right. Hey, that sounds very, very exciting. Hey, we got about 4 minutes left, and What else is buzzing up in there, you know, in terms of Broadway or movies or hot restaurant, you know, bring us up to speed.
Well, you know, once again, Janet Jackson, she's playing at Radio City Music Hall March 18th and 19th. So people can go to tickets now and pick up those tickets. And if you have a free website, you can get a free website for one of us. And definitely you'll be able to get the 30% commission. So, you know, make some money off of the course of those tickets. But, you know, Janet Jackson puts on a good show. I mean, she's fantastic. And let me see. And what else is going on in New York?
Oh, you got a Super Saturday coming up there for ZAMZOO
Super Saturday
coming up, right?
Yeah, March 26th.
Oh, yeah, March 26th, there's ZAMZOO Super Saturday, people, for New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special guest, Coach J. Lloyd Tomer, founder of ZAMZOO, along with his son, CEO Scott Tomer, Super 6 director Donald Bradley, directors Clayton Sizemore, Keith Jones, Kevin Jones, and the dean of ZAMZOO University, Chris Coakley. And it's going to be held at the Newark Ramada Inn, that's 1610 Front Farnage Road, Newark, New Jersey. The hotel is at the Newark Airport, an ideal location to the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut tri-state area. The hotel is also close to the Newark Lincoln Park and Prudential Center. Another nearby attraction is the Newark Symphony Hall. And for people that need directions, the phone call is the phone number is 973-589-1000. And our Super Saturdays are off the chain. Usually, like, anywhere from 300, 400, 500 people will be there, and you can come and get a meet the owners, the founders, and get some firsthand information about ZAMZOO.
Oh yeah.
Anything else you want to close out with before we bring up your theme song and wrap up for the night?
Well, you know, just, you know, the word for today I think is purpose. Just living your life with a purpose. One of the words for today in church today was March is the month of activation. You know, we talked about, we came up with our New Year's resolutions and in January. We thought about it, talked about it, mulled around with it, you know, but we're in the third, like you said, we're about to finish up the first quarter of the year. It is time to put all the things we were talking about and promising ourselves, time to put it to work, activate it. And one of the things is, you know what, you can improve your income, you know, activate your faith, get a website from us, and start bringing some extra income into the home. And that's my word for today.
All right, Gail. Hey, thank you, people. Thank you, Gail. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And as Gail said, yeah, you know, hey, the month, the year is wrapping up. And, you know, I'm one of them New Orleans people. And Tuesday we're getting ready for Mardi Gras. And then Wednesday is Ash Wednesday as people get ready for Lent. And so, hey, whatever it is that you're working on out there, go ahead, get it together, make it happen, work on it, make it happen, work on it, work on it. And remember this, as I share with people on my opening program this morning at 9 o'clock, you got to have faith, but faith without works is dead. So, you know, put some action to that faith, and you shouldn't be, but some of us are at times, but you shouldn't be surprised at what God will do for you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And we're going to close out with Gail's theme song, The New Yorker. And until next time, may you have a most blessed and prosperous week. And God willing, we'll catch you again next Sunday.
Good night.